Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Friday, let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of the show is this?
This is Justin.
Justin, I like your upbeat attitude Friday heading into Christmas holiday. Have you ever beaten Jeets before?
I am not. I am 0 for 2. Today is the day.
All right. You know, they say...
Oh, on a Friday, huh? Those are big words,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, the day you hate to lose more than any other. By the way, Jeets' overall record, 151 wins, 15 losses, currently 14-0 on certificate number 16. Name is your buzzer. First one to get three right will be your champion. Best of luck, fellas. Question number one. What was Eddie Murphy's character's name in 48 Hours? Oh, God.
I'm just...
Some people are good at remembering all this stuff.
I'm not the biggest fan of that movie. It's not like I go back and watch it every couple of years.
Nick Nolte?
Jeets, I will say Murphy Eddie is his name in that movie.
No, dyslexic Eddie Murphy was not the right answer. Justin, got a guess?
Foley Axel.
Foley Axel is another great guess, but not correct. Reggie Hammond. Reggie Hammond was his character's name. Question number two. Henry Kissinger received this in 1973.
Justin. Pulitzer Prize.
Pulitzer Prize is a good guess, but it's incorrect.
Oh, it is a good guess, because I literally have no idea. What's another prize? The Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, my God.
You pulled that right?
Out of your ass.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. You pulled that right out of your ass. I got to watch what I say when I respond to people. Question number three. What year was Oculus Rift launched?
What? I don't even know what that is. Oculus Rift. Should I know what that is?
You should know, yeah.
Oculus. Jeets.
Justin.
Jeets.
I'll say 2021.
21, incorrect. Justin.
2017.
Oh, so close. Right answer is 2016. That was the first deal of the VR headsets, the Oculus.
Yeah, oh, well, it's called MetaQuest now. Yeah, they switched it. That came out in 2016.
Right, and that's shocking, right? Almost 10 years we've had that technology. Mm-hmm. Question number four. What animal is depicted on the flag of Wyoming?
Jeets.
Justin.
Horse bronco, something like that.
Horse is incorrect. Justin.
That's what I was going to say. Grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear, incorrect. Buffalo is the right answer. Mm. Question number five. This huge 1980s rock band recorded their album Hysteria.
Jeets.
Justin.
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard is the right answer. I'll finish the question.
Why?
Because it's interesting. This huge 1980s rock band recorded their album Hysteria by recording each string individually.
This radio talk show host will force a question because he loves hearing the sound of his own voice.
That is not true. It's just interesting, man. That's crazy.
Terry Boyd.
Question number six. How many holes are on a standard Chinese checkers board?
Like, dude.
Come on.
What Justin, are you talking Justin. About?
144.
144 is an excellent guess, but it's incorrect.
144 is a good guess,
yeah,
huh?
It is.
144 is a good guess. 150.
150 would also be a good guess, but it's also wrong. 121 holes on a standard Chinese checkers board. Question number seven. What Bruins and Rangers legend founded the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Justin. Chris Chelios?
Chris Chelios, good guess, but incorrect.
Founded the Lightning. That means he owned them, right?
Three, two,
one. I can't think of the... I don't know.
Phil Esposito. Phil Esposito. Question number eight. Whose sidekick was Barney Fife?
Justin.
Justin.
Andy Taylor.
Andy Taylor is the right answer. That's a trick question. A lot of people would say Andy Griffith, but it's Andy Taylor. Question number 9. What band released Ride the Lightning in 1984?
Metallica.
Metallica is right for the win. So close, Justin.
Justin,
oh man,
I won on Metallica, but I play you out with some Limp Bizkit.
Merry Christmas.
I feel like you shortchanged me on the first.
Just one more time. I didn't shortchange it.
It wasn't.
I put it in the stock and it was a little muffled.
I'm gonna play it too proper. At full volume. Turns.
Why not? Merry Christmas.
Is that your gift to me?
It is. That's my gift to you. Merry Christmas.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.